Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Taf Reish Vav, I believe. Taf Reish Vav. And we are continuing in the halachas of... Is it Taf Reish Vav? We're continuing in the halachas of being Mithayes. Okay? And now we're going to be talking about the halachas of Tevila and Malkus on Erev Yom Kippur. Ooh, Malkus. Look at Dalet. Yochal Lutvol... You can go ahead and do tefillah according to the Shulchan Aruch and lilkais, okay, whatever you want on Erev Yom Kippur. Rakshi Yekodam Alayla, which would be before Yom Kippur. They don't mevarech ala tefillah. And when you go to the mikvah, you don't make a bracha on the tefillah. Now, lilkais, it was an old time minag. People don't really do that these days. I don't know if anybody, maybe you do it? You do Malkus? Svarim do it? Chabad? Okay, Chabad does Malkus.
Yeah, like, light.
Light, pretty cool. Okay, anyway, check that out. Chabad does Malkus. Okay, but like it's more of like a symbolic Malkus. You don't really, I think he's talking about serious Malkus. Thank you, sir. Can I have another? Okay, weiter. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Yud Zayin, Yochol Litvol, HaMechaber Kitzer. So the Mechaber really said it very, very quickly and abruptly here without spelling it out. Meaning the Mikodem, Hayolo Lichtov, if he really would have done an intro here, he would have first wrote, the Minag Litvol, the little Pilis Berev Yom Kippur. There's a Minag to be Toivel, to get Tevila, and to get Malkus, or give Malkus, or get Malkus on Erev Yom Kippur. Vafilu Na'arim Ubisulovs. And even, okay, young men and non married women, Mikavan Shehein B'nei Mitzvos, since they are B'nei Mitzvos, Tovlos. They go ahead and do Tevila. Now, as you know, the Minhag HaOlam is women in general do not go ahead and go to the mikvah, especially women who are not married, don't not go to the mikvah. Again, the post can talk about what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. So according to those who had the women actually go, when they had the Minhag for women to go, is because it's done, since it's done by day, so then it's clear that this is not, you know, mikvah, going for the mikvah for the reasons of going to the, that women normally go to the mikvah, okay, and it's purely going to the mikvah for Yom Kippur purposes. But again, I'm not aware of girls who go to the mikvah. What about Chabad? The girls go to the mikvah Chabad? You don't know of it, okay? The minhag ha'olam seems to be that men go, okay, bar mitzvah boys, okay, if they can handle the mikvah, and they go, okay. We'll see what this going to the mikvah is all about very soon. Sip katan yitches kodem halayla. They do it before Yom Kippur on Erev Yom Kippur. V'tov sheyitvol kodem tefilas ha'mincha. And it's appropriate to go ahead and be toivel before mincha, shesham misadeh, because that's when you're doing vidui at mincha. V'chein noagin, and that's the minhag to go to the mikvah before mincha. U'miksasan noagin l'tvol achar sudam afsekes. There are some people have the minhag to do it after the sudam afsekes, k'dei sheyesamach liyom ha'kippurim, so that it should be close to Yom Kippurim. Sifkat yutes ve'ena mevarech. The tefila zu eino rak mishum minhag. Since this tefila is a minhag, so therefore there's no bracha on the tefila when a person goes to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur. We're moving weiter now in the Ramah. Ve'ein sarach litvol rak pam achas. And you only dip once. Below vidui, without vidui, mishum keri. This is a tefila for keri. We pointed out that there used to be, okay, a Tfilas Ezra for Keri, those who learn Mesechus Brachos, that we don't go ahead and do anymore. We learn Torah even if you did not go, this would be an Isser of going ahead and learning Torah if one was a Baal Keri. So that would mean that, let's say, someone who had relations with his wife, and Kal V'chomer, if he had Keri outside of that scenario, he'd have to go to the mikvah in order to learn Torah. The Tfilas Ezra, the basis for that was Shalom. So that Talmidei Chachamim would not be with their wives like chickens. Okay? And therefore, there used to be this minag to go to, not minag, there used to be the actual takana of Ezra that you'd go to the mikvah for keri. As I pointed out, on a Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we are machmir for certain things that we're not normally noyeg all year long, like pasakum. So this would be the basis for during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and specifically do it Erev Yom Kippur, Mishum Keri, also to go into Yom Kippur, as a Tzvila, Mishum Keri, and therefore, it has nothing to do with Vidui, and has nothing to do with Tshuva, it's Mishum Keri, Behu Adin, and therefore, it's only one time, and therefore, he says, okay, that number one is it's only one time, and also it's without Vidui. we'll see that those who are noyeg to go and do the tzvila al tshuva will do the vidui, and they will be toivel three times. And we'll see coming up. Then he says, "V'hu adin da'atolas tisha kabin mayim nami mahani." So one of the things that could be done for the tevila of keri was the Gemara and Brachos talks about was called, if they, for whatever reason, it's difficult for them to do a tevila actually in a mikvah, is what's called tisha kabin, where 9 kabin of water is poured over you. In fact, our poskim today had said, if you do, you know, you shower in a certain way, you can maybe be yaitse, you know, test kabin that way. But again, the minhag olam is to go to the mikvah, for sure, every Yom Kippur, okay? Many people also are noyeg, and here in Eretz Yisrael, almost everybody is noyeg to also go erev Rosh Hashanah to the mikvah. But here we're talking about specifically before Yom Kippur. So then Mishnah Berurah continues and explains. Okay, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. So he says here, Sifkat Nchav below Vidui. Lafuke me'osan aragirin lizvadoi v'shat tefillah. He's coming to exclude those that actually do Vidui b'shas tefillah, because others held that the tevila is mishum tshuva. Like someone who's a kaifer, who does tshuva, they would go ahead and they would sort of do like a tevila, like becoming like a, getting back that shame yid. So there's also an inyan of going to the mikvah as tshuva. So therefore they would go ahead and they would do vidui, and also they would dip three times. That would be the tevila as tshuva. Sifkan chafal of mishum keri, v'lachein dai b'pam achas. And that's why one is okay. And that's why gam ain't sarech levidui. That's why you don't require vidui. The isha shemish sheshimsha besoch shosha yomim. A woman who had relations within 3 days, sricha lechabed besa, she has to clean her private area, bechamin, in hot water, okay, take a hot bath, call them tefillah before tefillah, shalot tiflot shechva zera, betachzo letubas keri, but since it's a tefillah for keri, okay, so again, it's assuming the woman would go to the mikvah. This would be assuming that the women would go to the mikvah. Now the women are not going to go to the mikvah. Okay, but they would go ahead and be mechabed, meaning they clean that area so that there would not be a what's called poletes shechvazera. The shechvazera would come out later, and then she'd get the tumas keri. Imloshi samach letfilasa o samach levesta, unless, of course, she is close to her time of her veset, her period, or time when she has to go to the mikvah, she'az regilus lisaber, because at that point there's a time when it's normal for her to conceive, and therefore im techabed yesh lachoish lachshas zera. Then, if she went ahead and cleaned the area, there's a concern of what's called hashchas zera levatala, because she'd be cleaning out that area. Kain kasav magen avram uvachuv shabi kibe eger ainam afakvek umetzadi lolam lotikabed. Kibe eger says, nah, nothing doing. Women should not clean that area out. And again, bisman hazeh, women aren't, you know, even going to the mikvah. So this is not really that relevant. V'yesh omrim, the tama tefila mishum tshuva. As I said, some say that the reason for the tefila is based on tshuva. U'lefi zeh yesh litvol shalosh pa'amim. Therefore, the tefila is 3 times. That's like the tefila dika, the tshuva dika tefila is 3 times. V'chein kazav rokeach, v'ayim magen avram. Da'af l'man esfila yitama tefila mishum keri, afilo hochi tzarech tamid litvol be'erev yom kippur. He says, what's the pshat? If it's Rishum Keri, then it should really be all of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Lav Dafka Erev Yom Kippur. Because it's the idea of being Machmir during Aseres Yimei Tshuva for Tumas Keri. If it's Al Tshuva, so we understand Erev Yom Kippur makes a lot of sense. So he says, no, even the Tefila Rishum Keri, the minhag is to Dafka do it on Erev Yom Kippur. Again, there are people that are Machmir on all of Aseres Yimei Tshuva to go to be Toybel every day of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, even if they don't do it all year long. But still, there's according to all Manda Amrim, that you should go ahead and be Toivel on Erev Yom Kippur. Afilim Kvar Taval, Erev Rosh Hashanah, even if you went to do Tevila on Erev Rosh Hashanah, below Ra'a O Keri, and you don't see any more Keri. In other words, let's say, for example, you didn't have relations for whatever reason. Let's say the wife is Anita, and you went to the mikvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So there's no need to go to the mikvah as Keri, because you didn't think there was no Keri. All right? So he says, even so, you should do it again on Yom Kippur, even though it's Nitam. Is Mishum Keri. Okay? So that basically says the minhag, everyone should be going to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur. If you want to dip 3 times and do some vidui, you can have both dinim. But again, you know, according to the Ramah, it's basically based on the Keri you side, and therefore you go to the mikvah. Always good to do tshuva anyway on Erev Yom Kippur, so let's move right there. So then he says as follows, Sifkat on Chav Beis, Nami Mahani, that Tisha Kabin will work. If tefila is difficult, you can do tisha kabin. We put dinei tisha kabin. Ayin la'el b'simim peches in the Mishnah Berurah. Again, 9 kabin is in lieu of tefila, regular tefila in a mikvah for keri for those on mitzdayer betvila with tvila is difficult for an individual. We move weiter now. In the Ramah, Misha Meislo Meis Bein Rosh Hashanah Liyom HaKippurim. Someone who had a relative die between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Mutter Lirchaitz Belitvol Be'erev Yom Kippur. He can go ahead, even though he's in his Shiva, he can go ahead and do Rechitza and Tevila on Erev Yom Kippur. Why? The Yom Kippur Mevatel Shiva. Yom Kippur, like other Yom and Tovim, the Shiva gets knocked off once Yom Kippur hits, and therefore, very close to Yom Kippur, we'll see, after Mincha ready, you could go ahead and do Rechitza and Tevila, even though that's normally Aser, during Shiva. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivka on the Chav Gimel, Bein Rosh Hashanah L'Yom HaKippurim, V'hu Adin Mutter Lirchai, V'hu Adin Afilu Be'erev Yom Kippur. This is even at Erev Yom Kippur, if a close Karov, passes away, even on Erev Yom Kippur, so it gets knocked out by Yom Kippur, and therefore you can already shower, go to the mikvah, mutter lirchos chav dalid, hainu afilu b'chamin, you can take a hot shower, hot bath, v'chein atzvila b'mikvah, mutter, and you can even go in a mikvah, it's permissible, afilu aysa shal chamin, even a hot mikvah will be okay during Shiva, right before Yom Kippur, because once Yom Kippur hits, it's mevatel l'shiva, and therefore right before Yom Kippur already, even though Yom Kippur didn't even come yet, because Erev Yom Kippur, you could already, close to Yom Kippur, already shower and go to the mikvah. Sivkan chavei, the Yom Kippur mevatel shiva. The right saloma, the dino kimo shar regel. Because Yom Kippur is like all regel. Shepaga ba'avelis, that hits a regel. A yom tov, who mevatel shiva. It's going to knock out the shiva. Umutu machmazeh, and therefore based on this, it's permitted lirchoitz achar mincha. Therefore, after mincha, you already can go ahead and shower. Samach l'chashecha, close to evening. L'das hayesh matirim le'el besimim tafkuf memchaz. Sif, good. Da'im Magnavram, the Gabin Yeneno, Ain La Hakel, and he says, also here, you shouldn't be Makel, Raksha, Ushtayin, Kodam, Alayla, Velo Kodam. In other words, the Kula to shower and go to the mikvah should only be within an hour or 2 hours before Yom Kippur. We continue Vaiter in the Ramah. So he says, Yom Kippur Mevatel Shiva. Then he says, Ya'af al pi, Shenagu Shal Lirchot's Klo Shloshim, Tilas Mitzvah Mutar. Even though there's a Minad, that an Avel does not go ahead and shower, okay, all 30 days of Avelis, Tfilas Mitzvah is Mutar. Because again, Yom Kippur knocks out Shiva. It doesn't knock out Shloshim. So how can you go ahead and shower? Because since it's only a Minag during Shloshim, so the Tfilah of Mitzvah makes it what? Makes it permitted to go ahead and do it. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Af al pi shenagu, Rotel Omar, Af tegzeiras Shiva nizbatel al yedei Yom HaKippurim. Even though, what? Even though the Shiva gets knocked out by Yom Kippur, it should be Yasser because of the Shloshim. All knocks out is Shiva. The Alzeh Teretz, no, the Tefillah Zuhi Mitzvah. This Tefillah is a Mitzvah to be tied by Erev Yom Kippur. And therefore, it becomes Mutter Gam Rechitza, taking a shower, in order that there isn't a Chatzitza L'Tefillah. By the way, the Poskim will talk about, this seems to be more Chomer than a regular Tefillah of Keri. A regular Tefillah of Keri is a little more Makel in terms of Chatzitzas and things like that. But he said, even as Chatzitza, people should go ahead when they go to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur, even if they don't normally go. Let's say you go to the mikvah all year long or whatever, and you just go. You go to the mikvah all year long. So you're not the makpid al chatzitzas in Erev Yom Kippur. You should be more makpid in terms of chatzitzas. That's what it's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah. Tivkal chav zayin tilas mitzvah mutter. The after einenu chiyuva. And even though it's not a chiyuv to go to the mikvah, it's a minhag. Also, the Isser of Rechitza all 30 days is also only a Minag. Tafresh Dayan, Seder Avidui, Mincha Be'er Yom Kippur. The Seder of the Vidui on Mincha on Erev Yom Kippur. As you all know, we do Vidui. There's a Lacha Vidui on Yom Kippur, special Vidui. It's a mitzvah, right? Whenever you do Tshuva, the Maisa Mitzvah is Vidui, Yom Kippur also. And we also do it at Mincha, as you know. So it says, Sarach Lesvadois, but Mincha Kodim Sudas Mavsekas. You have to go ahead and do Vidui and mincha before the suda maf sekes. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan aleph. Why kodem sudas maf sekes? Shema yera lo dvar kakalo. You'll heard this besuda. Something might happen to you during the suda. You might choke. Sheichanech. Oh, shati tarav daito. Maybe you'll get a little, smashed because it's a suda. You may drink a little bit or whatever. But lo yuchal lezvadoi zechakach. You won't be able to do a proper vidui. The yesh poskim shesovrim shetzarech lezvadoi gam achar achilas kodem shesheva. There are poskim that say not only should you do vidui before Sudah Mavsekes, but also at the Sudah Mavsekes before Yom Kippur. Chodim Chashecha. And it's appropriate to be Machmir. And this is our minhag today, that we also, we say during the Tefillah Zaka, if you know Tefillah Zaka, besides the Tefillah Zaka, we're being mochel, everybody. Okay, there's also somewhat of a vidui that you say in Tefillah Zaka as well. Chaim Kanievsky talks about even just saying Ashamnu Bagadnu again during you know that time between the Sudim Hafsekes and Kol Nidre. Okay, people should try to get okay. Tefillah Zaka gets the short shrift. You know, you have your meal and then you come for Kol Nidre. But Tefillah Zaka is a chashav a tefillah. Also, you should do as the Mishnah Berurah says. Do a vidal again. Not all the alchets, but minimally try to do Ashamnu Bagadnu. Let's move weiter. Rama. The Yachid Omer Achashe Gamar Tzvilasai. He says, and the Yachid says it after he finishes his Shmona Esrei. Ushliach Tzibur Omro B'Yom Kippur B'Tocha Tzvila. And the Shliach Tzibur says it on Yom Kippur in the middle of the Tzvila. As you know, the Yachid will say the Alchetz and the Vidui and the Shamnu and the Alchetz always at the end of the Tzvila. Okay, not only at Mincha time, but also all throughout Yom Kippur, we say it at the end before Elkanah Tzor. That's the Yachid. Shliach Tzibur, as you know, says it as part of the actual Shmona Esrei. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Yachid Omer Achashe Gamar Tzvilasai. Rotzo Lomar Bein Erev Yom Kippur B'Mincha. Whether we're talking about Erev Yom Kippur B'Mincha, Ubein B'Yom HaKippurim, and also on Yom Kippur, Eim Asai Shemizvade. Whenever he does Vidui, the Yachid Omer Achashe Gamar Tzvilasai. He says it after he finishes his Tzvila. Kodem Elokai Nitzor. Before Elokai Nitzor. Gimel Omeri B'Yom HaKippurim. Okay, Yom Kippur. So the Shliach Tzibur says it dafka Yom Kippur because, as you know, the Shliach Tzibur did not repeat when he repeats the Shmona Esrei on Erev Yom Kippur. He does not add the vidui. Only Yom Kippur is there a vidui in the tefillah of the Shliach Tzibur. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. That's what he says. Aval b'mincha kishechayzer atfila ina omer klala vidui. During mincha, Shliach Tzibur does not say vidui at all, as we'll see coming up tomorrow. Kidul kama b'sif hey in the Haggah, in the Lamo. Sivkaton Dalid Bitoch Hatfila, Rotolomar, Shikolo, Bitoch Habracha Amsayos, right? The vidui of the Shliach Tzibur is done inside the middle bracha, the bracha of the Kedushas Hayom. That's when we say it. And that is that for today. We'll continue with Sif Bais tomorrow. Adkan.